What's up, party people? How are you? This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And today I wanted to talk to you about integrity and how hard integrity can be. But before we get on to that, you know, I love to always talk about my Winject and my Winject community because it is amazing, right? So I appreciate you guys always coming on here on Mondays, 11 a.m. and you spend this time with me, and I love you for that. And for that, I'd love to invite you onto my free exclusive community powered by Winject Studios. So you go on to winject.com/register and you create a profile and you start to engage and see what's going on back there. So I really want you to join my community. Make sure you do that. winject.com/register. Get on there. Make sure you put Straight Talk, No Sugar Added so you're part of my community and it's free. So get on there and do this. What is wrong with you people? Let's go. Let's do it. Right? So make sure that you are right now, look right here on the bottom here, click, like, subscribe, share, crush it, do what you got to do to make sure that we grow this community. And if you are not subscribed to this channel yet, you are missing so many amazing conversations. Make sure that you do that because there's a lot of podcasts, there's a lot of shows and a lot of great stuff that happens here on Winject TV. And the reason that I always do like this little intro, if you will, is because I really do love what they are doing and how they are building the community and like really connecting us together. So I want to make sure that you are a part of that. Okay. So make sure you go on here, make sure you like, subscribe, all that great stuff. Cool beans. Thank you. All right. So I wanted to talk about integrity because I was having this fantastic conversation with my son. He's an adult. He's about 28 years old right now. I know I'm aging myself. And he said something super interesting to me. He said, "Mom, I don't know if you raised me well. I don't know if you raised me right." And I'm like, "Okay, why would you say that?" And he said he feels like sometimes he lets people get away with things, right? That he feels like he doesn't have the right life skills when it comes to people, when they like screw him over, when they do something to him. And he says that he lets a lot of things slide off of his back and he feels that he should be like more aggressive and more in their face about it and respond to them, you know, like really give it back to them what they do to him, and that he feels like I didn't give him the right life skills. So his question was, and I thought was a good one, is there something wrong with me, Mom? Is there something wrong with me in the way that I handle certain situations by not being so aggressive? And I thought about it. I'm like, absolutely not. You need to always remain authentic to you. You need to always know who you are and remain authentic to that. Just because someone has decided to treat you like crap or they're jerks does not mean that you become a jerk and that you become an ass like they are and become the same human that they are. I think that that's integrity, right? That you need to be able to still be who you are authentically without compromising who you are because someone else is a jerk, right? At least that's how I see it, right? This was something that I tried to raise my kids with, right? This is something that I feel like we should carry, not just in our personal life, but in our business life as well. Living a life that's authentic to you and living with integrity, good morning, is super important. And so when my son asked me this question, is there something wrong with me the way I handle certain situations and the way that I don't become aggressive back? Absolutely not. I feel like if you start to become like that other person or you start to become vengeful or you start to become somebody that you're not, you are losing your self-authenticity, your self-integrity, right? And so you need to be able to still be who you are. You still need to be able to stand on what you believe in. And that you have to do in all areas of your life, relationship, your personal, your business, all of it. Because what is integrity really? Integrity is about being true to your values, to being someone who stands in life in your own values. It's the quality of being honest, right? Being strong in your moral principles, to be undivided, right? So integrity is for you not to be two different things, but to be united and not divided. So in short, it's really, integrity is being true to yourself and being able to do the right thing, even when no one is looking, being able to do the right thing, even though it may not be the popular response. But if you know that you're not a jerk and an ass, and this person is, you don't need to come outside of you to be somebody you're not because of this person, right? So I've raised my kids like that. I am that way. I'll speak when I need to speak. I'll stand up for myself when I need to, but I'm not just going to go and bash you because you bash me, or talk about you because you talked about me, or, you know, I'm just not that kind of person, right? I found my God, I found my faith, and that just does not jive with who I am inside of me, right? So do you have integrity? I ask myself that also. Do I have integrity? Do I often give up what I believe in and who I am to make other people feel better, or to please them? Or do I, become vengeful and ridiculous because somebody else is ridiculous? That's just not who I am. And I'm not going to do that, because then I'll lose my integrity, my self-integrity, right? And so I think that we can start to lose who we are and our integral part of ourselves and who we are in our self-integrity when we come against people who have come against us in a vicious way because they decided to do that. We decide to get even. I think you can lose your self-integrity for that, right? When you know that we shouldn't be doing something, but we convince ourselves that we, just this one time, it's not gonna, it's okay. When we start to go against our values and go against who we are, we start to lose our self-integrity, right? When you know that you're around peeps that you know are not good for you, but you lower your standards so that you can still be around those people, you're going to lose your self-integrity, right? Because you're going to have those people's morals, their way of looking at things, the way they treat you and all of that, rise above your standards and rise above who you are as a person. And if you do that, you start to lose that, not just the integrity in yourself, but the confidence in yourself and who you are, right? And so you can start to lose self-integrity in all of this. And also when we treat others as if they're not worth anything, right? So if maybe somebody says, oh, I don't really like her because, and then you start treating that person very poorly because of that, then you don't have integrity because you're just going around with what everybody else says, right? When you start to manipulate people just to get your way, right? That is also a way to lose your integrity, right? So I thought that was a really fantastic conversation to have with my son, because it was, he's an adult now, right? So he straight up just tells me what he's feeling. And for him to look, not look at me because we were looking at each other, but for him to tell me, Mom, I don't think you raised me well because of this. Why? Because you're a good person? Because you decide that you are not going to treat people like shit? Because you decided that you're going to stand in your truth and your authenticity and walk away from jerks? That's why I didn't raise you well. And then when we talked about it, he's like, you know what? That's true. That's true. And it's because I think what he wanted to was like go after it, right? Because most of us want to get revenge, but then you kind of lose who you really are being revengeful on somebody else. Thank you, Beauty Goals. I appreciate that, right? When you tell people that, something that you think they want to hear, but you're not even being honest. So you're having this person, oh, you look so nice today, when you know in your mind you're saying this person looks like crap or whatever it is. That's not honest, or is it integrity? You have to really walk in who you really are. And that means sometimes taking the hit and walking away, because you are going to stay true to who you are and not become the ass that person is, right? So that was just fascinating to me. And that's why this topic came up, right? We can't be worried about what others choose to do. We can't be responsible or accountable about what others choose to do. But you can and you are responsible about who you are and what you choose to do, right? So I'm a Christian and I raise my kids as Christians. So integrity is really super important. It's super important so that we're not freaking hypocrites, right? So integrity is hard. Let's face it. I mean, come on. All of us can actually say that telling a white lie, being fake and phony, all of that kind of stuff can be a little bit easier than standing in truth and actually sometimes taking the hit, walking away from relationships, you know, being honest with yourself and with others. Sometimes that's hard. Integrity can be very, very hard. So that's why when my son asked me this powerful question, is there something wrong with me when he walks away from toxic relationships and doesn't say anything? No, absolutely not. Once you stand in who you are and you're authentically who you are, you won. You won. Because to be an asshole with somebody just because they are and then you feel yucky, you lost because you let them bring you down to their level. And that does not work. And it just steals away the integral part of who you are. Right? So you cannot stand in integrity and not be happy with who you are. Hello, Garen. Hi. So standing in integrity is going to be extremely hard, but so necessary for you to keep growing and being who you are, right? Because let's be honest, like I'm Puerto Rican, right? So I got some hot temper. I got some hot blood in me, right? And it feels really good sometimes to just go off. It really does. It feels good sometimes to seek revenge. It used to feel really good to gossip about somebody that used to piss me off, right? And like that stuff had to stop. But like I always tell my kids, you know, God doesn't like ugly. And if you put out bad energy in the world, you put out bad energy, don't get mad when that energy comes back at you, right? You have to let others deal with their crap. And you have to deal with yours and keep moving forward in the best way you know how, right? So don't put out something bad if you don't want something bad. I think I said that right. Right? So make sure that you put out the energy you want back, right? So I started thinking about this. I said, okay, so what is it that I've taught my kids? And what is it that I've tried to live myself for? Like, what are the things that I've done to make sure that I live with integrity? Right? So the first thing for me is always God, right? I always make sure that I check myself to my faith, right? I try to do that as much as I can, right? I also try to develop myself. I work on my personal growth, who I am as a person. How am I growing? You know, I need to be comfortable with myself and how I feel. Say that again, Chris. I missed it. Don't call out the smoke when you can't handle the fire. Right. Right. Exactly. So, but we have to be able to, you know, to also like, sometimes you can, but why do you have to, right? So say that you want to like to tell somebody off because you can. That doesn't mean you have to do that. You have to develop on who you are. Maybe you are the person that just, boom, here you go, right back at you. And you're fine with that. And if that's integral to yourself, then that's integral to yourself, right? But when you grow as a person, you become more comfortable with yourself and then you feel less of a need to be inauthentic, right? The people that aren't your people, they'll start to drop off because once you start to develop and you start to grow, they all start falling right off because they can't keep up, right? So develop yourself and realize that the people that are around you that are not your people, they're not going to stay around once you start growing. Once you start living with integrity and you start living with who you really authentically are, they will start to drop off. It's just naturally going to happen, right? Another thing is to trust yourself. Trust your word, right? Do what you promise. Do what you claim that you're going to do. Do it. Be reliable. Not just with others, be reliable with yourself. Because once you start to be reliable with yourself and trusting yourself, that's going to really help you solidify who you are and who you are, what your self-integrity is, right? You must make choices that are going to be uncomfortable. They're going to be uncomfortable for you. They're going to be uncomfortable for other people. But that's okay. That's how you start to be reliable. That's how you start to really keep your promises to yourself. And if you start to do little things like, I'm going to drink more water every day, and you start to realize that you're starting to do that, you're going to start to really start to see that you are reliable with yourself. That's just a little example, but I'm just saying, if you do these little daily routines and stick to it, you're going to reinforce that you can trust yourself. Because a lot of times we don't even trust ourselves. And that hurts us, right? Because when we don't trust ourselves, then we're expecting other people to trust us. We start to lose integrity, et cetera, right? Another thing I noticed when I talked to my kids and myself was to be aware of myself, like self-awareness. The first thing is learning to develop this personal honesty and radical self-confrontation, right? Because we know when we are no good. We know when we are not doing the things we're supposed to do. We know when we are making a ton of excuses and not doing what we're supposed to be doing to stand up to whatever it is we promised. We also know when we are blaming other people about our shortcomings. We know, right? We're not really that blind. We know. We try to act like we don't know, but we know. So before you do and say anything, question what you are doing. What is the real purpose of this? Why am I doing this? Is this someone else's fault? Is this my fault? Don't just go ahead and start blaming other people. Live with integrity within yourself, okay? And when you start to really, really radically look at yourself and who you are, you'll start to realize that you need to fix a couple of things to become more integral, okay? So another thing, because of that, you'll start to learn that your no is no. Let your no be no. When you say yes to things that you don't want to do, you're not being truthful, and therefore you're not being a person of integrity. Let your no be no. Don't just say yes and then go ahead and do it, and you're complaining and murmuring and don't want to do it and you're bitching about it and whatever. That is not integrity, guys, right? So if you don't want to do it, just say no. You don't have to take part in every opportunity that presents to you just because you like this person. Valuing your time, valuing your talents, your gifts, all of that, and being really honest and smart about who and what you want to do is super important to integrity of yourself. So say no when you mean it. Say yes when you mean it. Let your yes be yes. Let your no be no. Right? These are just some things that I've learned throughout my life and things that I've learned and taught my kids, because I don't want them doing things they don't want to do and then being mad that they're doing them, right? Because it beats you up on the inside. And this is about self-integrity. Integrity is hard, right? I also want you to have higher standards, right? If we are to become the people that we want to be inside, if we want to become people of integrity, we must have standards. And we must have standards that don't yield to what the world feeds us, which is a bunch of crap, right? There's a lot of crap out there. So don't be lazy thinkers, okay? Don't just accept everyone else's BS. Do not lower your intelligence or your standards to make, you know, people around you feel comfortable, or to make you like be in an in crowd. Don't be that person. Have higher standards. Have people come up to your standards. Don't lower yourself to theirs by being a lazy thinker, by not even looking at the evidence or the proof or whatever, and just going with the flow. Raise your standards. If you raise your standards, you raise your integrity. All right. Another one is having values. Most of us have values and opinions, but we won't even share them, right? We're not going to share them because everybody's going to get upset, and we don't want them to get me mad and blah, blah, blah. And we don't share our values. And then we wonder why we're so frustrated and so pissed all the time. It's because we are not actually living true to our authentic self, right? And so while others might not agree with you, because they're not all going to agree. If they really like you, and if they're really somebody who is part of your tribe or your crew or your family, whatever, they'll at least respect that you have values, that you have standards, right? Sometimes standing up for something that's not accepted in your life is the right thing to do, right? So sometimes you are standing up for something that you believe in, and people are not always going to like it. Oh, the freak well, right? Be the person you say you're going to be, because your actions, I watch them. Actions are louder than your words. If your words are talking one thing, but your action is saying something else, I immediately flag you as someone who is untruthful, not full of integrity, and a liar. And honestly, I don't like liars. I don't do well with them. I don't like them. I see things and sometimes I choose to ignore them. But a lot of times I will look and go, okay, so I slowly have to depart and take the exit on the left, right? Because I can't deal with people like that. I want to deal with people who are working on their integrity. Now, if you're not a person who has integrity, I highly recommend you get it, because if you don't, you are going to self-destruct, right? So I think, like I said before, that you can lose this integrity within yourself if you start to become a vengeful person and that's not in you. If you start to manipulate people for your own gain, all of that kind of stuff is not a person of integrity. I want you to live with some self-integrity, even when it's hard, even when it's hard. And like my son said, is there something wrong with me if I don't handle the situation the way they gave it to me? No. You can handle the situation the way you authentically feel you need to. And sometimes that means deuces and walking away. Right? There are times that you are going to have to stand up and defend yourself, but you will know when that time is. But when it comes to a time where you have to destroy someone else to lift yourself up, that is not good. And that is not at all going to serve you well. And it will take some of that self-integrity that you're trying to build for yourself. It'll start stripping it away. Do not be somebody that you are not. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you today. I know this is kind of a short one, but I wanted to make sure that I shared with you that integrity might be hard, but integrity is necessary. Thank you guys for being here with me. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.
This broadcast is brought to you by WinJex Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.